service. Yeah. If you do under intention for a three week day, a partner can come, guests can come, and they can eat the food that you prepare. So therefore, you are not violating the issa d'oraisa of cooking or not. And Rav Chisda rejects that svar. So Rabbi asked Rav Chisda a tremendous shaila. That you don't hold a fire, but if you cook on Yontif, even though theoretically you could use it for Yontif, but since you cook for a weekday, you get Malkus. How do you cook for Yontif for Shabbos? You're not cooking for Yontif, you're cooking for Shabbos, and you don't hold a fire. On that, the Gemara says, Mishumer Tavshilin. The reason why I cook from Yontif to Shabbos is because I make an Erev Tavshilin. And an Erev Tavshilin allowed me to do what I could not do without the Erev Tavshilin. On that, the Gemara says, Umishum Erev Tavshilin Sharina Nisur Deraisa. Because if you cook not for Yontif, it's an Issur Deraisa. An Erev Tavshilin is a Tekana Derabbana. So therefore, the Gemara wonders, if you don't apply and you're cooking from Yontif to Shabbos, can the Erev Tavshilin help you? This is what the Gemara says. But it's truly mashma from the Gemara that if you cook from Yontif to Shabbos through an Isser Durabonon, the Erev Tavshilin will help you. And I'll tell you what I mean. Rabba holds, if you cook from Yontif to Chol, you don't get Malkus. He holds a fight. But surely you can't depend on Chol. You don't get Malkus. It's also Durabonon. We know you can't cook from Yontif to a weekday, and most pies do paskin like Rabba, then we hold a file. But surely you can't cook from Yontif to a weekday. Why not? I have file. The Teretz is Midrabbanan, we don't depend on file. Midrashim we do, Midrabbanan we don't. So the question is, so how do you cook from Yontif to Shabbos? We don't depend on file. How do you cook from Yontif to Shabbos? The Teretz is, and the Ron says explicitly, because the Erev Tavshilin is mocking you to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. The Gemara only wondered, the Erev Tavshilin cannot be mocking you to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, because that's an Issur D'oraisa. If we hold that it's only an Issur D'rabbanan, because from the D'oraisa we have Vayel, and the D'rabbanan we don't depend on Vayel, the Erev Tavshilin surely will help. Now the Rishonim say, and I'm emphasizing Rabba Shita, that's the halacha according to most Paiskim, that if you cook from Yontif to Shabbos and you don't have sufficient time to benefit and enjoy what you cook, meaning to say that you cook very close to the end of the day, and at the end of the day you have a beautiful chult, but no time to eat it, that's prohibited. The Erev Tavshilin won't help because you can't say Chayav. Chayav requires that you have the theoretical possibility to have it eaten on Yontif. But if you finish by the wire, you finish by the end of Yontif, you don't have oil. What's the Erev Tavshilin going to help you? The Erev Tavshilin is not going to help me. If I cook early and I have oil, but we don't depend on oil because I can't cook from Yontif to a weekday, on that, the Erev Tavshilin be matter the cooking, which is only Issur D'rabbanan, even though we don't depend on oil. But you have to have a lot, you have to allow time in order that when you cook on Erev Yontif before Shabbos, that you can enjoy the food and benefit from the food in order to have oil. So the Gemara is stuck with the kasha. If you don't know the oil, how can you cook from Yontif to Shabbos? So the Gemara says, but the rice is served for Shabbos, not some Yontif. Really, but the rice, just like you could cook Yontif for Yontif, you could cook Yontif for Shabbos. The only way is Kedushas. They're both enjoying the same Kedusha. The Rabbanan said that you shouldn't cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Why? Because they wanted to teach you that you shouldn't cook from Yontif to Chol. So they prohibited the cooking from Yontif to Shabbos. On that, the Erev Tavshilin comes along and allows it. This is the Sugya HaGemara in Sofam and then Vavam Beis. I want to ask a shaila or two and to bring out some points. What would you say a question like this? Someone could ask in the shaila. A person is going to someone else's house and he's carrying food on Friday afternoon to eat for Friday night. That's permitted. You'll have to carry on Yontif for Shabbos with an Erev Tavshilin. But But he arrives at the person's house, who will be his host for that evening, whom he's bringing the food for, right by Shkia. No time to eat the food. No time to eat the food on Friday. Are you allowed to do that? Can the Erev Tavshilin allow you to do that? What would Daism say in light of the introductory remarks? We have the case, the clear case. What?
You can't do it.
Well, no one says you can't do it.
You might be someone on the way to make some food.
You might be someone on the way, but the last time you step in from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, it won't help if you meet someone. There's no time to eat. Now, I want to maintain you could do it in many cases, in most cases. Why? The reason like this. Most places where you carry, it's only a karmas. The West Side is a controversial place for carrying, and maybe for other things, but surely for carrying, Manhattan is a controversial place. But let's say you're in a place that is a karmas. It's only a drabbanan. So what's the iser carrying from Yontif to Shabbos? Or what's the iser carrying from Yontif to Chol? But it's a drabbanan. So therefore I could argue that Erev Tavshilin is matir and Issa Drabbanan. Just like an Erev Tavshilin is matir to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, even though we don't depend on Chol as a rice, arrive from Yom Tov to Chol. But the Erev Tavshilin allows me to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos because it's only an Issa Drabbanan. And therefore, the Erev Tavshilin will take away the Issa of cooking and depending on Chol. If the Malach I do is a Malach of Drabbanan, so therefore, the Erev Tavshilin can be moderate. Yeah.
Erev Tavshilin of Shabbos, the Erev Tavshilin of Shabbos is specifically designed to remove the Easter of not cooking for Yom Tov, but not to remove the Easter of Kaddish.
I'll bring you a rice from Mishayim out that way. For sure, Mishayim, I think. And what you're saying is very logical, and Rabbi Kiveger advanced at that point, but you see the rod of Mishayim don't say it that way. And I'll bring you the proof. Where's the proof from? There's a Gemara of Masechet Bei on Daf Yizayin that says you cannot make an Erev Chatzeres or an Erev Tehumin on Yom Tov for Shabbos. You can't do it. What's so bad about making an Erev Tehumin on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Because Erev Tehumin is Kiddush Shvisa. Erev Chatzeres, Rashi says, is like your Masechet Dover. It's awesome in Rabbanan to make an Erev Tehumin on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's awesome. So the Erev Tehumin is. So the Erev Tehumin and Erev Chatzeres. So the Rana in Sefer Beis says, 1 second. 1 second. What happened to the Erev Tavshilin? Why can't I make an Erev Tehumin from Yom Tov to Shabbos or an Erev Chatzeres from Yom Tov to Shabbos and I can do it with an Erev Tavshilin? He asked that kasha. So Rabbi Kager, he says, your point, Rav Amram. How could Erev Tavshilin help? It can't be used for Yom Tov. You don't have Chol. Seems the Ron is not bothered. As long as the Yisoyim of Isser is an Isser Drabonon, the fact that I'm doing it for Yom Tov to Shabbos doesn't affect me. Just like I could go from Yom Tov to Shabbos, even though we don't depend on Chol Drabonon, the Erev Tavshilin is Mater, by the same token, I could do an Isser Drabonon from Yom Tov to Shabbos, even though I can't use it on Yom Tov. As long as it's only Isser Drabonon, the Erev Tavshilin is Mater. So before Sharon, in the Sechta Veya, on the Sugya Daf Yizayin. Because the Ron is bothered, why can't I make an Erev Chatzeres or an Erev Tumim from Yom Tov to Shabbos with an Erev Tavshilin? Now surely you make an Erev Tumim on Yom Tov or an Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov, Yom Tov doesn't benefit. It's Chal Soif Yom. It's Chal Chilus Yom Shabbos. But it's also with Rabbanan. And still all the Ron says that an Erev Tavshilin should allow. So you see clearly from the Ron, which Rabbi Kveger raises this point in Shulchan Aruch and Tav Kuf Chav Ches, that an Issa Drabbanan from Yom Tov to Shabbos you could do, even though you can't benefit from that Issa Drabbanan on Yom Tov before Sharon. We'll see what Sharon says. What?
I
believe
Sharon did that also, maybe right?
Or you can't. Luke Shrabi could be Nenu 4. It could be dead and poor, and I want to lose trying to the rest. So you got the same as the Bible. Right, okay. Gosh, Now, let me mention something that I think is a local miser. I think this you could depend on. I want to tell you something which I think you can depend on. not because it's totally out of the context of being true, but it's Zohar Kadosha. It really raises the question. What happens if someone cooks, he puts something on the fire on Shabbos and the cooks Mitzvah Shabbos? What's the halacha? You're not chayav. It's probably Osim Midrabbanan. Why? Not so clear. But let's say Shabbos is about to be over, you put something on the fire Shabbos, and it cooks Mitzvah Shabbos. What's the halacha? You didn't do any of the rice, the cooking happened with soy shots, right? So let's say you do the same thing. Put something on the fire by the end of Yontif, and it cooks on Shabbos. I didn't do any of the rice. I didn't do any of the rice. I didn't cook on Yontif for Shabbos, because on Yontif I just placed it on the fire. The cooking took place on Shabbos. On Shabbos I didn't do any of the rice, because I placed it on the fire on Erev Shabbos. So it's also the rough one. So here, according to the rationale that I'm telling you, you're allowed to put something on the fire on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos. It won't cook. You don't have oil. But since it won't cook until it's on Shabbos, I'm not over this is the right to adjust it. So even though I don't have oil, but we established from the run, you don't need oil when you're dealing with this drop oil. That's v'loy l'maisa. That's not such a chumr. That's a v'loy l'maisa. No one would do it anyway. I refuse to be quoted on that l'maisa. But the other halacha, I think we have a ride for the ride. You can walk in a carless, enter someone's house right when Shabbos arrives, and therefore when Shabbos arrives, you can't eat the food because there wasn't enough time to eat it on Yontif. How do you say chayav? How do you say? You don't eat chayav because if it's an issur d'rabbanan, Erev Tashrei is a marker of the issur d'rabbanan. Okay, that's what I think is the way from the Ron. What's the Ron's teretz this kasha? Why Erev Tashilin does not help to make an Erev Chatzeris and an Erev Tchumim from Yontif to Shabbos? So the Ron says a gavald is a fish. The Ron says an Erev Tashilin can't help you to be mocker an Erev Chatzeris and an Erev Tchumim. You know why? Because an Erev Tashilin is only mother Sorchei Suda. It's only matter things that are needed for the Suda Tikkun Eichel. This Gemara has a different Siris Hadak. So I'm not... I apologize to the Gemara. The Lashar El Erev Tashil Dabashim Doimel Tikkun Suda Tikkun Afiyu Bishl. Comes out with a word in the cloud. An Erev Tashil is not matter things that are not Tikkun Suda. An Erev Chatzeris is to carry. An Erev Tchum is to walk. It's only Mater Tikkun Suda. Yeah.
But you carry, so why could a Kiddushin food? How did Erev Tashil and Mater you can carry?
Food.
What?
Food.
Only food. Not Tikkun Suda.
No, it means, it doesn't mean exactly you're allowed to carry food. Food is what? That's a Chumash. But Chatzeris, or a Tchumim is not considered a Chumash. So therefore, a lawful answer. A person wants to bring a sefer to shul Friday for mincha, and he wants to learn it Friday night in shul before Ma'ariv. Is he allowed to do it? The answer is no. Why? Because he can't carry from Yontif L'tzayrich Shabbos. I can tell everybody made an Erev Tashilin. An Erev Tashilin only helps for Tzarchei Suda. An Erev Tashilin doesn't help for other Tzarchei. That's halacha l'maisa. Yeah, but Eitzah, they come to shul, you work for a night, you know, Eitzahs, we can find. But we want to know without Eitzahs as a mother. The answer is prohibited. You can't carry from Yontif to Shabbos because an Erev Tashil doesn't allow you to do it only with Sarkis.
In the suitcase with clothes, you have to come.
You tell me.
To come enough time.
A father, you're visiting Mr. A and you're going to Mr. B. On the second day, you're visiting one child, and for the second day, you're walking over to the second child, and you want to take your zakhan with you, take your clothes with you for the second day. You can't do it. You're carrying from Yom Tov to Shabbos. You can't carry from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But we have a heather of Erev Tashilin, but Erev Tashilin only helps Tzarchei Suda. That's halacha l'maaseh.
Erev Chatzeros, Erev Chulin, that's food. Made with food.
You make it with food, but you don't make it for food. You make it with food, but you don't make it Erev Chatzeros to eat food. You make it Erev Chulin with food, but you make it so you can walk. The purpose is walking. You may just buy your food, but it's not what's left. You're not doing it.
Why are you saying it's not halakha ma'isa? If you hold it, you make it
simple. What's not halakha ma'isa?
That putting up the food right before the end of Shabbos. The repeater of Shabbos holds the right.
Let's hold on. Yeah. It's not halakha ma'isa. That's enough. I say it's not halakha. I say it's not halakha ma'isa. You shouldn't get so excited about it. Not halakha ma'isa. I'm going to start doing, it's a practical thing. It's called ben hashmashis. You don't want ben hashmashis. Then you have a lot of different, very practical considerations. Okay. Let's go a step further. Okay, doctor? Now you can ask.
Making a bed for...
Oh, that's what I want to go a step for. Comes along the Morgan Avraham in Tuf Reish Samaches. It's a misprint in the Morgan Avraham in Tuf Kuf Ches. He says, look in Tuf Reish. Tuf Kuf Samachai. It's Tuf Reish. It says over there. You cannot roll and be goyel a sefer Torah from Shabbos to Yontif. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, but it seems from Yontif to Shabbos you could. From Yontif to Shabbos you could. So this Friday is the Gaboy Maran Verafit. Instead of, it's a big difference. I think they lay in Yisrael on the first day and the second day you lay in Rey, probably, right? It's a big Galila. So therefore, after Mincha, the Gaboyim come out, and they roll and roll, and they have the Sefer Torah ready for Shabbos. You can do it. You can do it. So how could you do that? Certainly, Chagi says, with an Erev Tavshila. I, an Erev Tavshila, only helps for Tzarchi Achila. An Erev Tavshila only helps for Tzarchi Achila. What does Rabbi Kivager want? So he refers you to the Shabbos Shin Beis. In Shin Beis, the halacha is that you can make beds from Friday night to Shabbos morning. And the Achrayim speak about making beds from Yontif to Shabbos. This Friday, you want to make the bed for Shabbos. You want to fold your clothes for Shabbos. So there's Rabbi Kivager's shita. I don't want to go into this prop too much, but a prop is an important shita in halacha. That when you do a malacha, like Chaitzah, Yishol, Afiyah, then you need an Erev Tavshila from Yontif to Shabbos. But when you make beds, what's the Isser of making the bed from Yontif for Choyl? No Isser, Malacha. It's Isser Tircha, right? You can't be making, you can't be Matriya from Yontif to Choyl. So Rish Vega brings a Mishnah that you can make a bed and fold clothes from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. And that's a Machlaikis, because you can make a Tircha from a Kedusha Kalos, Kedusha Chamura. Surely, everyone will hold from Yontif to Shabbos. You can make beds, clean up the house. Imagine your house is all in turmoil. What you do is you want to make your house beautiful, nice, clean the beds and fold the things and put the toys away so my Shabbos will be nice. Rabbi Kivager says there's no problem. From a Kedusha Kala to a Kedusha Chamura, it's permitted to do it without an Erev Tavshila. However, the Marshal says you need an Erev Tavshila. So the Das Torah of Rajan, which I saw many years ago, but I looked around, everyone asked the Kasha, an Erev Tavshila doesn't help only for Tzarchi Achila. So how can you have an Erev Tavshila to allow you to be going with the same Torah from Yontif to Shabbos? And how do you let the Erev Tavshila allow you to fold your clothes and make your bed from Yontif to Shabbos? It only helps with Tzarchi Achila. I told you, you can't carry your clothes on Friday so you can have them on Shabbos night. It's usher. And well, that right of there on this kasha with this so much mamish, it's not just a steer in halacha, it's a steer in mandarim. The Marshal says both things. The Marshal says, the shil is only mamish sarkechila, and then he says, Erev Tavshila allows you to be good with sefer Torah, to fold the beds, to fold the clothes, isolate sarkechila. And I think the terrors is, I want to suggest the terrors, which I think is a terrors that will understand it, la halacha bulalais. If you look in the Gemara Veya, the Gemara in Veya asks on the Mishnah that you make an Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara in Veya says, why do we make an Erev Tavshilin? So the Gemara in Veya in the beginning of the second parak gives two answers. One answer is, Kadesh Yivulay Monayav. You're so involved in Yontif, you'll divert all your energy for consumption of Yontif. Come Shabbos, there'll be no food left. Make an Erev Tavshilin that you remind yourself that you have to leave food over for Shabbos. So the aside of Erev Tavshilin is Tzairich Shabbos. Another mandava the Gemara says, which seems to be represented in Halacha, that Chazal made an Erev Tavshil to teach us a lesson. That you can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos only with an Erev Tavshilin. Without an Erev Tavshilin, you can. Shortly, you can't cook from Yontif to Chol. So it's really an Erev Tavshilin was created to teach us something. Either to teach us to remember Shabbos, or to teach us that you can't cook from Yontif to Chol, Kal v'chomer from Yontif to Shabbos. Now, the question really could be asked, why didn't the Gemara say you need an Erev Tavshilin to allow you to cook from Yontif to Shabbos? Because we don't depend on Chol. We don't depend on Chol. You can't cook from Yontif to Chol, so why doesn't the Gemara say you can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos? Because we don't depend on Chol. It would seem to me a chiddush that the Erev Tavshilin really has two halachas and it accomplishes two things. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that the Erev Tavshilin is matriyu to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Why do you need a hether? For one reason you need a hether, because we don't depend on oil. For another reason you need a hether, you know why? Because sometimes on an Issur D'Rabbanan, like I said, if you're carrying in a carmelist, you don't have oil. So Erev Tavshilin is matir isur. Then there's another Erev Tavshilin Chazal created to teach us. It's malamitas. To remember Shabbos, or to teach us that just like you can't cook from Yom Tov Shabbos, Kal v'chomer you can't cook from Yom Tov to Chol. So really, I think it's clear in the two sugyas that Erev Tavshilin serves two purposes. It's matir isurim, that's the sugya of Pesachim, and in addition, an Erev Tavshilin is brought to remind us, to teach us that we can't cook from Yom Tov to Chol, Kal v'chomer Yom Tov Shabbos, or Kedem Lisker, in order to remember to have them on the yacht. Once we accept that, which I think is evident from the sugya, then I think we have a very kosher terrace on the kushya, which the Rishonim struggle with. When is it a svara, and when is it mistaper, that an Erev Tavshilin can only help for tzarchi achila? That's in the halacha of Erev Tavshilin as matri sur. You have to be matri and iser. It's really also to cook from Yom Tov to Chol. Why couldn't you cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos? The Torah said, the Rabbanan said, Erev Tavshilin, Matir and Iser. I'm carrying the carmelist from Yom Tov to Shabbos. I can't do that, because there's only a heter to carry on Yom Tov, the Tzarech Yom Tov. Erev Tavshilin was Matir that. It's only Matir Tzarech Yachilu. We're not going to be Matir capriciously. It's only Matir Tzarech Yachilu. But if I'm doing something from Yom Tov to Shabbos, that the Etzim is Mutter, it's the etzem mutter to do a malacha, to do an act which is just tircha and is not a malacha. Like the Bezeger brings a raya from the Mishnah on Shabbos, Kedusha Kala could prepare for Kedusha Kamur. So really, it's all right to clean the house and make the beds and fold the clothes from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But I can't do it for what reason? Because I want to learn a lesson that if I can't do it from Yom Tov to Shabbos, I have to do it for Yom Tov. I can't do it for Yom Tov to Chol. That, you know, needs Sarfi Achila. Because there's no reason to limit it to Sarfi Achila. It's not a heter that Bakushi Yatiru for Sarfi Achila. It happens to be a lesson that Chazal created there in Hashem to teach us something. You can learn the same thing if it's not Sarfi Achila. Why? Right. So there's, I think, halacha ma'aseh comes out very beautiful. Avad of the run is mentioned in halacha that you can't prepare with an Erev Tavshilin from Yontif to Shabbos. The only way you could do that is a Tzarchi Achila. That's the Shita Saran, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. So therefore you can't carry in a Carmelist, you can't carry in a Rosh Hasharabim, even though you have time to use it on Shabbos with an Erev Tavshilin, because it's Osir. Erev Tavshilin has to be Matir and Iser. We're not going to be Matir and Iser unless it's Tzarchi Achila. Then there's another takon of Erev Tavshilin that comes to teach us that you should remember Shabbos, or to teach us that you can't do something from Yom Tov Shabbos. Surely you can't do Yom Tov Chol. That you don't need Tzarchi Achila. Why should you need Tzarchi Achila? It's not Osir Be'etzin. It's only a reason why Chazal or Mechayev and Erev Tavshilin. When the Marshal said that you could do it when you're folding clothes, or when the Maril says you could do it when you're be machapas to say, there's no malach involved there. If there's no malach involved there, avada, you don't need that it should be tzar shiachim. I think it's a good teretz to give the guideline. So it comes out, if it's a malacha, about you need tzar shiachim. If it's not a malacha, you don't need tzar shiachim, but you need the Erev Tashlum according to the Marshal in order to have the parish of Erev Tashlum that comes to remind us that if you can't do it from Yom Tov Shabbos, Kalachori, you can't do it with Yom Kippur Chai. This is the chiddush. I see that everyone is masking. No, I'm sorry.
The Gemara implies over there.
One person is not masking. Yeah.
I like that.
What?
The Gemara there implies that just as a hacker,
yeah.
It's not talking about Achila, man.
It's talking about, you don't need Vedafka Achila for the Sugyan Bay. It's talking about Malacha. I mean, you have to be master. Why does Sugyan Bay only address this? Why does Sugyan Sacha only address that? But when you're doing it for Achila, you really have two things to consider. You have Malacha plus the Parsha there. It's Achila. You have both. You have both. And you need Sarcha Achila in order to be master of Malacha. Okay. Akoparim. Shavuos represents Kabbalah Satire. I want to just share a thought about the importance of Limud HaTorah. I'm not talking about the importance of Limud HaTorah for its own sake and the importance of Limud HaTorah to know Halacha, but there's another aspect I want to mention. If someone asks you a question that you want to be a Yid that is ethical, or you want to be a Yid that is moral, do I need the Torah to teach me what is ethical or moral? Do I have to learn Bava Kama and Bava Metzia and Bava Basra to know that? Or we have a heart and we have a feeling and we have a moral compass and we know what to do. The Chazon Ish writes a fictitious story to bring out a point that there was, once was a Malam. And this Malamed did pretty well in town. And he was successful. And he taught the Talmud. However, one day, somebody came to town. And he was a little bit more prismatic. And slowly but surely, the Talmudim that were attached to the first Malamed went in sizable amounts to the second Malamed. And people in the community raised their voice in protest. What kind of business is this? He was doing an adequate job. On the contrary, doing a good job. And what right does this person have to come and take away the parnasa from the existing Malamed? And it escalated, and they started to say lashon hara on him until they went to the government. Everything Alfi Din was allowed to do in order to rid this second Malamed from being the right of the first Malamed. And the town was in an uproar, in a righteous uproar. Said the Chazon Ish, it seems to you that the person who came in town was the Rayef. And the earlier Malamed was the Nirdos. And everything they did was ethically and halachically correct. He says they made a horrible mistake because they didn't learn Bava Basra. It says in Bava Basra, when it comes to Limud HaTorah, there's no keeping another Malamed out. The one who is the Roidev, meaning the second Malamed, he's the Nirdos. And the one who you think is screaming in righteous indignation happens to be the one who's doing something horrible because he's being Yairi L'Toychum Neshokhaver Shalaykadid. He's causing the second Malamed to lose his Parnasa because he has no right to make the second Malamed lose his Parnasa. You can't know what's morally correct unless you know Halacha. You can't be ethical unless you know Halacha. Let me ask the Yoyal Mashiach. A person had a plumber who came to his house. He didn't have money, he didn't pay. A week later, an electrician came to his house. The electrician says, can you pay me? He says, I'll tell you the truth. I have this much cash, but I owe the plumber for a week. So how could I pay you? Well, I owe the plumber for the week. It sounds sensible, and it sounds correct. Said the Chofetz Chaim, you're making a terrible mistake. There's a pasuk in the Torah, B'yoyim titein schari, alav v'loyalin. You have to pay the same day he worked. But if that date passes, There's no Loyalin, and there's no Vyonsky Tetzvar anymore. So the electrician who is second, he has priority because he's in the first day. To the plumber, who's a week old, you gotta pay him, of course, but still in all, he's second in line. It may not follow the heart, it may not follow the sacral, but it follows the tire. I read in an article, and maybe this is an easy one, but there were three people in some of the journals or publications, they come out, they throw out questions, and people from a panel give an answer. There was someone who lived in Eretz Yisrael. And they had apartments, one extra bedroom, you know, not a big apartment. And this person, the father and the mother of the house, had a parent who underwent heart surgery. And the parent needed a place to convalesce. The children say, please come to our home. Come to our home. It wasn't because nefesh or anything dramatic. At the same time, the first daughter had a child. And she needed a place to convalesce. Who do you take in the house? You take the father in the house, or you take the mother in the house. And each person in the panel, what? Or the daughter? The new mother in the house. The daughter. So the panel says this, one says that. Obligation of parents to children. Okay. There was one person who was on the panel, who was on my Talmud Chacham. He says, there's a halacha, there's a tire, just keep it out. Even children may not know this, but there's no din keep it to children. There's only going to keep it to parents. So, of course, if everything is equal, we're not talking about that one person's health will be affected differently. Everything is equal. What do? A father, you have to hop on your parents. But you can only come to that ethical reality, and you only can come to that moral decision if a person knows how long. The Gemara in Sanhedrin brings a Maisa, the Rebbe Gamliel summons seven to be Ma'abra the Shana. He needs seven to be Ma'abra the Shana. He comes upstairs and he notices eight. Shmuel HaKotin gets up and says, I was not invited. Invited seven. I'm the one who was not invited. So Marcia Shmuel HaKotin really was the one who was invited, but he didn't want to embarrass anybody else, so he took the heat. Where did he get it from? Gemara brings the Maisa that there was Chia, Reb Chia. Came into Shir Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says, who ate garlic this morning? It's very hard to give Shir when someone ate garlic. So he gets up all the culprit. The son of Rabbeinu HaKadosh eats Reb Chia. Why did you retire my father and eat garlic before you went to the Shir? He says, it wasn't me. I just took the heat because I didn't want anyone else to get embarrassed. Where did he learn that from? From a mayor. Where did he learn that? From the Rebbeinu Shalom. When the Rebbeinu Shalom says, how long by the mon, when they took the mon, how long are you going to refuse to listen to the Rebbeinu Shalom? Chaim Shmulevitz brings out, it seems, you know, like a very noble thing to take the heat. But even when it comes to things that we say maybe are not halacha, when it comes to things that doesn't seem like it's in Shulchan Aruch, you have to know the halacha, you have to know the Shulchan Aruch, because the Torah teaches us not only about whether you're allowed to make an Erev Tavshilin and prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but it also teaches us exactly what is ethical and what is moral. If we find it in the Gemara, then we're confident. If not, there's so many variables and we never could be sure. Chofetz Chaim would answer, how do you know the sun's going to rise tomorrow? How do you know? They ask the other one, how do you know the sun's going to rise tomorrow? Does anyone have a good answer? Chofetz Chaim says, well, Pasuk Shtei, Yoyin V'layla Lo'yishpaisen. We don't know anything. We don't know anything, even things that sound very logical. But if you go to a Talmud Chacham, a person who knows, then he gives you a Torah point of view. So often, for lack of halacha, or lack of sensitivity, or lack of understanding, you can do what you think is 100% right. And I've seen sometimes people getting so agitated and so excited, righteously so in their mind, for their own altruistic reasons, but they're totally wrong. They're off the base. Why? Because they don't really know what the Torah tells us to do. For a person to be ethical, for a person to be moral, It's all from the Torah. And that's why the Mepharshim say, Moshe Torah, Moshe Kibbutz Torah, B'sin HaMasorim Yeshua. Why does Ovid start that way? Because somebody comes along and thinks, oh, this happens to be an ethical book, which we find by the Goyim Lahavdil. So we find it by the Goyim. So it's really not part and parcel of Torah. Moshe Kibbutz Torah, B'sin HaMasorim. It's from Torah. It's from Moshe Rabbeinu. And the ethics is not something separate from Torah, but it's part and parcel. Everyone should have a Kasha, you got it. So if you're not an Arab, don't you? I got it. That's actually good. Everyone should have a Chag Kasha Sameach and a very good Yontif. Our guest speaker is here, Rabbi Sirotskin, and I want to thank you from coming. I want to thank you from coming from a Derech Rechaika. The name Sirotskin, we all know, is very prominent in the yeshiva world. And Rabbi Sirotskin, a known Marvitz Torah, carries on the tradition, the Choshuva tradition of the family of being Marvitz Torah. And I thank him for coming here to be Mahan. Okay. Okay.